But we're going back to Florida to bring in one of our dear friends and wonderful colleague of mine. So many great memories that we had, both from the University of Miami as well. And that is the color analyst of the Washington Nationals. That is F.P. Santangelo. F.P., how are you?
Marty, I've never been better. I'm sitting here on Singer Island in West Palm Beach. I just got off the beach all day. I know spring training in Arizona is amazing. Everybody tells me it's better than Florida, but you guys don't have a beach there, and we have a beach here. So just by that alone, I'm going to say spring training in Florida is better.
All right, very good. Bring us up to date on the kids, on FP Junior and Summer Squash. I see him on Twitter all the time, and FP is, I had him on. Remember, we had him on at the Public House. It was terrific.
He's doing play-by-play for UCSB baseball. He's their radio voice, so he's doing every single game. What happens there is you sign up for games, and they have an on-campus radio station that's been there for 55 years. That's where Jim Rome got his start. So he's doing every game. He signed up for every single game. He's kind of it's kind of hurting him in the classroom a little bit, but he's doing the radio broadcast by himself. So he's doing 9 innings by himself.
Wow.
With no commercial breaks, so he has to fill in between innings too. And it's just I was just listening to him. There's a link you can go to listen to him. It's on his Twitter site, and I just listened to him. He's doing a great job. He's probably on about his 10th game now, maybe a little more, and he's becoming more descriptive, and he's getting it, man. He's really good. I'm proud of him. And Summer, she's doing great. She's going to go to Cal Poly San Luis Obispo next year, and she wants to be on TV too, so I could be more proud of my kids.
Ah, beautiful. Very good. Hey, we had FP Jr. on. Remember, Pat and I had him on, and he did the lineup for us, and it was fun having him on. But, hey, the Nationals, and, we talk here, we're so engrossed with this Cactus League, you forget there's 15 other teams, and this National League, there's only about five or six that you really say they got a shot. The Nationals are one of them. But, FP, I don't know what's going on. Scherzer, what's up with him? What's the starting rotation? Do you have a closer? Bring us up to date on the Nationals.
Well, Scherzer had a crack in his ring finger on his pitching hand, kind of more in the hand, not down the finger. So he was toying with a three-finger fastball all spring training to take pressure off that finger. Because if you grip a fastball, that ring finger kind of is where you rest the ball against. So there was a lot of pressure on a two-seam, two-finger fastball. But he's thrown a two-finger fastball again. He seems to be healthy. He's come out of it. He's not going to be ready for opening day, probably the third or fourth start of the season. But, Marty, they're going to be good, just like the Giants are going to be good. And it's all about the journey, like you talk about. Everybody, every fan stops me on the street in D.C. or down here at spring training and says, how are we looking? We're looking good. And that's all I can say because you don't know what the season holds. But, they're looking real good. But who stays healthy, who performs up to par, who doesn't, who underperforms, all that stuff remains to be seen. So, are the Nets good? Yes. Are the Giants good? Yes. But, the journey to me is the most exciting part of the whole thing. How's it going to play out? Where are you going to be at the end of the season?
Yeah, that's a story. Larry Kruger jokes, we joke about the mosaic and all the pieces come together, and then eventually you have a picture, and that's what baseball is all about. F.P. Santangelo with us. We got calls about Strasburg, and, of course, injured last year, a key part of the Nationals. Now, spring training, I understand, results are, somewhat mixed, but is he healthy enough? Is he going to start the season in the rotation?
Yeah, he's fine. He's actually pitching out of the stretch, which is kind of new for me and new for him, obviously. So we'll see how that goes. Almost like a Yu Darvish approach. He was 14-1 or 13-0 out of the windup last year. But he and Mike Maddox, the pitching coach for the Nationals, have decided to kind of tinker with the stretch to, shorten up his mechanics so he doesn't have to think so much. You remember when Timmy Lincecum used to do that on occasion where he had so many things going on in the windup that he would abbreviate it and go out of the stretch? Well, Strasburg's going to try that to start the season. And, we just come down for the TV games here. We're not down the whole time in West Palm Beach, Florida. So I haven't had a chance to see him pitch out of the stretch. But by all accounts, he's doing well. And we'll see how long that lasts. I don't know how you tinker with something that wasn't broke. But, apparently, there's a lot of different things going on with his mechanics out of the windup. And never having pitched before, I really don't understand it.
Well, they always say, the old joke, the only thing you knew about pitching is you couldn't hit it. But you hit! Come on, you did. you did hit it. You know that.
I only had trouble with two kinds of pitchers, lefties and lefties. Other than that,
right,
I was all
right. Hey, what about Eaton in center field? You guys made a big trade to bring him into center field. What do you think of him?
Well, he's a spark plug. Vinatz really haven't had an energy guy. I mean, even Denard Smith at the top of the lineup when he was a National was phenomenal. I mean, he got on base. He's a game changer. But he wasn't a high energy guy. I'm sure you've kind of seen that in San Francisco. That's not a knock against him. That's kind of just how he is. And the Nats have never really had a top of the lineup energy guy. The energy guy I can think of in my 7 years in D.C. is Bryce. First got called up in 2012, and he's a rookie. He injected a lot of life into the ball club. Kind of has changed his game since then. He's more of, you know, a superstar type that's pacing himself now, and he's not really playing quite with his hair on fire as he used to. He's playing a little bit smarter than he did when he was, you know, 19, 20 years old, which is good. So, about Adam, he throws above average. I think, you know, he had a ton of assists last year in the American League. He goes and gets them in center field. He'll get a good at-bat. A lot of people said the Nats gave up too much for that trade, but you know, being around the guys they traded a lot, I think it was a good trade. So we'll see, just like the rest of the season, how it plays out. But I think everybody within the organization is real excited with him being a part of the Nats ball club.
Yeah, no, with him and Trey Turner at the top of the lineup, I think you're going to have some pretty exciting moments. FP, what about closer for Washington? Who's going to be the closer?
It's up for grabs still. There's a guy, a kid named Blake Trinan, that throws 98 miles an hour, tremendous think. You know, he's more of a ground ball pitcher. Sean Kelly is a guy that has a high spin rate and is 92, plays a lot faster than you'd think on the gun because it's got a lead hop at the end, and he's got a nasty slider to go with. It has the kind of makeup that you'd like out of a closer. And then there's a young kid named Coda Glover that, you know, looks like a serial killer on the mound. He kind of plays the part, throws 97, 98 ball moves all over the place. So we'll see. I don't know. You know, I think Dusty does what Dusty does best, kind of pieces it together, and we'll see how that whole thing goes. But I'll tell you what, you guys got a good one in Melanson. I mean, he's a quiet assassin. Yeah. He just goes out there and gets out and breaks bats, and it's a very calm, uneventful, boring ninth inning when that guy takes them out, which is, I'm sure Giants fans are looking forward to. I know, you know, as a broadcaster for the Nats, we've never had that until Melanson became a part of the ball club for a couple months last year. So, I mean, you talk about just a boring ninth inning, it's amazing. You just go, oh, wait, the game's over already? There's not bases loaded and 3-2 count and everybody, you know, lots of drama going on and your palms are sweating. It's just like a boring ninth inning. And if he is even close to how he was for the Nats last year for the Giants, you guys are going to fall in love with this guy. He is a professional. He is as good as I've seen, and it's not the Brian Wilson 98. It's just 92 with some cut, strike one, then a knuckle curve. See you later. Thanks for coming. Drive home careful. The guy's awesome. I'm a huge fan of Mark Melanson.
Very good. Well, the big issue here is how do you get the ball to him, and that's still always a question. You know, because it's a three inning bullpen deal, so you got to have four or five guys to get the ball to the closer, and that's the story of baseball today. If you had to pick out one team that you've seen in the Grapefruit League, and I know you don't see all the games, but anyone jump out at you, you know, health-wise or looking sharper than others, maybe sometimes something jumps out at you?
I think the Mets are going to give the Nats a lot of grief in the National League East. I think they have a good ball club. The team I really like, Marty, I've seen on TV a few times, is the Rockies. I think, I don't know if that's not news to anybody, but their lineup is amazing. And if they get any kind of pitching, which is always a story in Colorado, right? And you have to play 81 games in that ballpark. I'm just a big Bud Black fan. I think that was a great sign for them. And you know, it's unfortunate that Ian Desmond broke his hand, but when he becomes healthy again, he's going to be an asset to that club. And I would watch out for them in the West is all I'm saying. I think they have a good ball club.
Very good. Well, pleasure to have you on. Great to hear your voice. We love hearing you on TV. Glad the kids are well. How about the folks? Everyone doing okay?
All good, Marty. Thanks. It's great to talk to you, and thanks for having me on. We need to catch up, buddy. It's been a while.
I know. Well, we follow you on Twitter and Facebook and all that, so I know you're doing well. And of course, hearing you and Bob Carpenter, those are great games, and we get to hear them. So you're doing beautifully, and I miss you. We all miss you out here, but it's a great report because you tell it the way it is, and that's the best thing. So I appreciate you taking the time.
Anytime, Marty. I miss you, buddy. Take care.
All right. That is FP Santangelo. All right. More coming up.